I love big, meaty bits of music as much as the next person. You know, something to truly get your teeth into. But sometimes, well, you just don't feel like a full roast dinner or a spicy curry. Sometimes you want something lighter. Well, there's a genre that's the gelato of music, the zorbe of music. It's called light music, and it's the kind of thing you'd have heard on the radio back in the day when you got into your slippers and poured a sherry. It's music for entertainment, and it can be frivolous, but it's not music that should be overlooked by any means. And it's got a proud history. Mozart wrote light music, for example. His serenades were written for simple delight and enjoyment. And because the idea was for them to be performed outdoors on summer evenings, the music would have to compete with horses' hooves and whatever the Vienna night would throw up. Dvorak and Brahms both wrote what you'd call light music, Dvorak Slavonic dances, and Brahms Hungarian dances. All great pieces of music, but not chin scratchers, not intellectual stuff, is it? As you get closer to 1900, there are composers such as Albert Kittelby, you know, his beautiful, picturesque, delightful works, such as In a Monastery Garden or Bells Across the Meadow. Kind of an antidote, maybe, to the heavier sounds of Wagner or Richard Strauss. But the real heyday of light music is the first part of the 20th century, the first great era of radio, when the style was really honed. Rhythmic, but not jazz. Orchestral, but not quite classical. A new genre of music for the era of Brill Cream and Bakelite phones. A lot of this music stems from the UK and the US. Works by the likes of Eric Coates and Robert Farnon in England with rousing patriotic sounds. Or over the pond, the inimitable sounds of Leroy Anderson. Who else could write a piece of music about a typewriter? Even the USSR had its brand of light music. Or Soviet jazz, to coin an unlikely term. Shostakovich, alongside his hard-hitting symphonies and chamber music, composed in this contrasting style. There's also been some great light music written by Australian composers. This is William Lovelock's Hyde Park Shuffle. The king of Australian light music was undoubtedly Arthur Benjamin. He made a career for himself in London, composing in a range of musical styles, but he'll always be best remembered for his light music suite, overture to an Italian comedy, and this Jamaican rumba. Light music continued on throughout the 20th century, despite the onset of swing, rock, and pop. Henry Mancini, Antonio Carlos Jobim, both great composers who are happy in the genre. And some of your favourite TV and radio themes come from light music. From the radio serial Blue Hills, it's actually called Pastoral by Ron Hamner. Oh, you might know this one. Majestic Fanfare by Charles Williams. Not news time yet, by the way. Light music. I don't know about you, but I'm really glad it exists, because every now and again, you need some gelato in your diet.